Welcome to episode 65 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
So real quick, at some point during this podcast, someone might be knocking on the door or something, so it'll be a weird pause. We might hear some weird stuff. Sorry about that. We're doing it a little later in the day than normal. Anyway, so last episode, we got X-Driver. I said EX-Driver, though.
Hold on. Before we go any further, every time you slap, it makes the freaking... That's going to be in the final product. You know how long I have to edit these stupid things?
I'm okay with that. We got X-Driver. It's a six-episode TV show.
I don't know.
It's hard to call it a TV show. It was only six episodes, but that's what it was. There's also an anime film and...
Is there?
Yeah. There is a movie that was 62 minutes, and then there's also a 27-minute X-Driver Danger Zone. I assume that's like an OVA or something, but none of that was on there at all.
Yeah, no. I saw was the X-Driver.
The movie could be under the movie section. Yeah, which does happen.
It happens from time to time, sure.
Anyway, we got it. We watched it. In my opinion, it's just a bunch of fluff.
I mean, it's cars. Meh.
Well, I know, but like I've only watched one other car anime, and it was fucking awesome. Initial D. That is an amazing anime, and they do cars right.
Yeah.
This does cars wrong. The only time they do cars right is in the I think third or fourth episode. They have a reporter come with them and like you know check them out and see what they're doing. We'll go over on the premise in a second.
Right.
And in that episode, they talk about the shifting and the drifting and how you drift properly and all that and the different ways you can do it. And I can't physically do it, but I know about it.
Right.
And they did that right. Good for them.
I don't know anything about cars. So
they did do that part right.
This was like whatever to me, but all I know is just after the last two, I was just after the last three, I was just like, I'm like, this is such a average middle of the road anime.
I would even say below than average slightly because there's just an there's something there.
But I mean, we've gotten the last three animes. We had a 12 episode, a 26 episode, and a two episode. Yeah. All short things, and this is a short one too. And out of all the short ones that we have, this is probably the best one we had in the last four anime. So
it was fairly watchable. Just there's no real story. Anyway, let's get to the premise.
I'm just saying I'm a little probably gonna be a little easy on this one because
I don't have a whole lot of hate for it. I just don't have
like I said
love for it.
It's just meh.
Yeah. So anyway, premise, it's slightly futuristic world because there's all cars are self-driving. So I would say if we go full socialist in this country, it's 20 years in the future. If we don't, it's probably 150 years in the future.
I will say this about this show. It is probably the most boring future anime.
They also don't really explain a whole lot.
Yeah, but it's just so bland.
Yeah, exactly. It's just meh.
It's a bland future anime that I've ever seen.
So the X-Drivers are like a sub, or no, not sub, they're a small organization. I don't know if they're government or not. They must be because the police report to them.
Yeah.
That use gasoline vehicles to drive.
Instead of the AI electronic cars that we have.
And they go after rogue AIs. So like something happens to the code or someone hacks into it and starts doing all kinds of crazy shit. And they go after and they end up stopping the car through various means.
Yeah, and that's the first four episodes.
But they don't explain a whole lot. Like there's so much, there's a bunch of little details they could add in. Like we are a government agency or we're a contracted government agency.
The most detail they give you is that opening scene where they show the world and the different things that are happening. Like they pressing the button and ordering the cars and how the world works. But that's like the first 5 minutes and that's it.
And in the last episode, they talk about driving gasoline vehicles as a strong power to have or a responsible power to have. But they don't, like, I would have expected them to say privilege, right?
Right.
Only a select few get the privilege
to
drive.
Want the whole,
weird way they work.
They want the whole shonen heart of the cards.
Yeah, they really want that, and it's a bad way to go when you're not technical and you don't give a story.
Because
there is no story in this.
You have to be one with your car in order. And it's only six episodes, so they don't even have enough time to build that storyline.
They could have, because in the last two episodes, there's a small sprinkle of a story, and it's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. But you know, I mean, the first four episodes is there's two girls, Lisa and I don't remember the other.
Yeah,
ones,
I don't know any of the names.
One girl was Lisa, and the other one something. And then this like 13-year-old shows up.
Yeah, some 13-year-old boy who ends up being this genius prodigy.
Yeah, who can drive cars. Even in this day and age, 13-year-olds aren't allowed to drive cars. So I found that kind of weird. But anyway, so he's allowed to drive cars, and they make a team. And then for four episodes, they just stop rogue AI. The one episode, like you said, there's a reporter who comes and does a report on these.
there's a lot of weird sexuality in it that really came off weird. Like, it's a 12, 13-year-old boy, and then there's this girl naked in front of him. There's whole scenes where they go to a backdrop of, like, the moon, and it's just really, really audio that you're listening to. There's really nothing to see since it's the backdrop. And it's, like, him working on a car, a motorcycle, I should say, and the super hot driver of the motorcycle is, like, giving him instructions and making him do stuff, but they make it feel like he's having sex with her.
Right.
And she's got to be 25, 26, and he's 12, 13.
They treat him like he's 30 or something like that, and it's just super weird.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we know this happens all the time. It's anime, but it was a bit over the top.
Yeah, there was no reason for it. If they wanted that kind of character in it, they should have just made him 16, 16, 18,
yeah,
whatever.
16's fine. I mean, he's a little young for it, but whatever.
There's no reason why he needed to be 12.
Yeah, that was just odd.
There was just, like, it seems like he was there just to fill that trope.
Yeah.
And the girls were there to fill the sexy tropes, mm-hmm. and the conservative trope, and mm-hmm. the annoying trope, and the nice girl trope. So they fill all the tropes in the 6 episodes.
You got the old guy that's the captain of them, you know?
Right.
He's experienced.
And he's a bit of a pervert, too.
He's a bit of a pervert, and in the last episode, like, he's supposed to have a showdown with the one bad guy.
Yeah.
But then the kid sneaks in and does it for him.
Right. And then, you know, his old team is the bad guys in the last 2 episodes. They have...
He vowed to never do it again.
Yeah, they have gasoline cars, too, and they're going to show them. And...
Pause.
All right, we're back from Sean's pause.
Sorry about that. Someone showed up. I mean, that's really it. There's, for the first 3 episodes, it's just single stories, and then the last 2 episodes are focused around these guys showing up that are part of the previous team.
First 4 episodes, because there's 6 episodes.
Oh, right, I'm sorry. First 4, then the last 2.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean... Honestly, it's just cars. They focus on a lot of the cars.
Yeah. I mean, they do, like I said, they did the drifting right when they explained it to you. Mm. Other than that, everything else is wrong.
I can't
with cars.
Even remember the basic stories. I remember the...
Oh, it's really just like a car gets veered off and then they have to figure it out.
Yeah, but like the one was...
There's a rivalry between 2 of them for a minute.
Like, I know there's the news report one, and then there's the motorcycle chick who is one of the old ex-drivers who show up.
Yeah, there's another one where they do a little drive and then they go to stop for whatever reason, and there's these 2 guys in a car next to them.
Oh,
and that turns into a whole thing because their car, of course, goes into Rogue.
Right, they had an illegal car and they were hitting on the 2 main girls, and they were like, "No way!" And then they hit the illegal button, and the car goes out of control.
And by the way, they're like driving and shooting splatter type bullets at the car's sensors. That's Rogue,
right?
So they could block the sensor off, because if all the sensors are blocked off, it stops.
But only the 2 main girls had it.
The boy had it in the last episode,
and the boy had it in the last episode. Everyone else smashes the sensors.
Yeah.
So, that was
weird. And by the way, you're driving. I don't care how fast you're driving. You're supposed to hit a sensor the size of a quarter with a bullet? No!
They're ex-drivers, Sean. They are specially trained for this specific thing.
And I think it was, the 4th episode is when the fifth episode, I'm sorry, is when that other team shows up.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's an accident. They cause an accident. The blue car from the ex-driver goes into the air. And while it's in the air, the white car from the ex-driver accelerates fast enough to let the blue car fall on, like, her engine compartment, so it doesn't smash into the ground.
Right.
What the f***?
And then there was a whole surgery scene and hospital scene.
Yeah. Oh, but she's really fine.
They show her going to surgery, and then she's out, and, like, within the day. So, there's that whole thing. Also, there was I just realized, like, in between episodes, the 2 girls go to school.
Yeah, there's a little bit of school action there.
And then the 12-year-old's in the same class.
Which doesn't make any sense. No. He's clearly far younger than them.
And if he's not far younger than them, I mean, he's really that smart.
I actually assumed they were out of school. I thought they were, you know.
Right, but they're not.
18, 19, 20, something like that. And they're not.
No, but even if he was super smart and he would be advanced, he would be in a higher grade than them.
Oh, yeah. He'd be way smarter.
So, it's none of it the show made sense.
Yeah, it felt like they phoned in making an anime to make some money.
Right. But it's got some fan service in it. And
yeah, I mean, there's a little fan service.
And it's honestly just average, maybe a little below average.
Yeah.
And it's honestly harmless because there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
There's some cleavage, which is like the most you end up seeing. A little bit of
right.
skin.
And there's a lot of, like you said, weird insinuations.
Yeah, that one episode was like, that was the outlier. The one episode where they were having those weird sex scenes with the backdrop.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
But past that, it was very vanilla.
It was just mad. I mean, I wasn't really bored by it. I was like,
yeah.
I was like,
you
okay.
You could have it on and like sort of pay attention to it.
So I was
some
like.
Some things we can't.
It's, yeah, I mean, it didn't infuriate and it didn't frustrate me. It's just, it was like, whatever, okay. I mean, I have to watch the next episode, but I'm not dreading it. It's like, whatever. So it was like,
I think part of that is also because we knew it was only 6.
Yeah.
If we knew it was 12 or 24, that 2 episodes in, we would have like got hours left.
This is done. That six episode mark is like, yeah, I can do this.
It was the perfect amount of time for how fluffy this anime was.
Right. And like I was telling you off whatever we call the show, off show, the last 3 animes almost broke me. So it was just nice to have something bland and not, you know, really insulting me the entire time. It is what it is.
So for scoring, I think we both agree average or slightly below average. So
yeah, 4 is probably fine. I mean, it could be a 5, but
we had Full Metal Alchemist and Fantastic Children before this.
Wait, hold on. I just want to point out, if you like cars and stuff, this could probably be a 5 for you.
Maybe.
If you're really into that.
They sort of get into, like, the mechanics a tiny bit. Like, oh, we gotta fix our own car.
Yeah,
But
all the action is just driving.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, I can see people liking this. And
honestly, though, if you're into cars and you want a car anime, go watch Initial D.
If you're looking for something to put on in the background and short and not have to invest any time into it, and you just like cars, that's why I'm saying it gets a 5 or whatever. And this was definitely better than Fantastic Children.
Oh, God, yeah. Fantastic Children was on the lowest end. This is in the middle, and I definitely think Full Metal Alchemist, especially with the way it ended.
No, Full Metal Panic.
I'm thinking about Alchemist, sorry. Because it's on the screen. It's in the list.
It's in the list there, but yeah. Why did I think we were on E? No, because we were on H. We're on E.
We just did E, X-Driver.
Yeah, I know. We're comparing X-Driver to the E's.
Oh, what was on E?
Eden of the East.
That's the one.
And Endride, that weird fantasy one where he's from the future. Sure,
I'll put that in the bottom. I don't even remember. If I can't remember, it's f***ing shit.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. He was a fan. He got sucked.
With the phone?
No. He was from the fantasy world, and he was kidnapped by his father, and he has his twin brother. It's hard to...
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, it's a fantasy one.
What's it called?
Endride.
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 Oh, I remember. Yeah, it was very generic too.
Yeah,
they had these weird weapons that he could pull out of himself. Only certain people could do it.
Right.
Well, that's funny. I completely forgot about that.
Well, that's because it was so forgettable that I had to look through the list last night to see what we had. So
that's definitely the last.
So Endride's last X-Driver's in the middle. Great. Eden in the East was wonderful. Yeah. So I was like, wait, why are we doing Full Metal Panic? And
whoops,
that's funny. You know what? No, what's funny? I did this last week. I skipped ahead one letter, and you were like, "What are you talking about?"
I did it this week. I did it twice of that Full Metal Alchemist, and then I started talking about it.
I was like, wait, what? Okay.
All right, so let's spin the wheel.
I was like, I know I was comparing it to Eden in the East this week.
Next episode.
All right, spin the wheel for F.
Give me something good. There's a couple good things in here.
Yeah.
Both the Full Metal Alchemist, because they're really weird reiterations.
Hold on, he's got to turn down the volume so the clapping doesn't come.
Oh, we skipped right past Full Metal Alchemist. Fuka.
Fuka.
Fuka. It's going to be something weird gay, isn't it? I mean gay in a physical sense, not in making fun of it. No, it's about a couple girls. Pause.
It's only 12 episodes, so, I mean, but reading the description where Yuhura, who just moved into town, who loves to use Twitter, kind of turns me off.
Oh, Christ. Drama, ichi, music, romance, school, shonen. This is going to be great.
Well, it's only 12 episodes, though. Who knows?
That's my daughter, sorry.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah, 12. I can sit through.
I mean, it looks like it'll be a slice of life kind of thing, so.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, guys, next episode.
All right, next episode, Fuka. Talk to you later. Bye.